Hey guys, let's face it, you're probably listening to this show and all of your other shows on your phone. Are you tired of filling up your phones with all your favorite podcasts? Well, you stream your movies and you stream your music. Why not stream your podcast? Try Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is an app that allows you to stream over 50,000 shows right to your smartphone or pad. Get the best in news, comedy, entertainment, science, sports, and music delivered right to your phone or pad. Find it at Stitcher.com or in your app store. That's Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. Hey, man, welcome to the weekend. Y'all ready to party? Yeah. Yeah, it's August 25th, and you know what that means. Cowboy Diplomacy, my guests, are dropping their debut album today. It's called It's No Alibi. It was produced by Eric Harrison and mastered by the great Howie Weinberg. You might have seen their video or heard their single Follow Me, which has been out for a while. But listen, man, these guys have only been around for a year. And so far, they're Black Fret nominees. They were runners-up for Best New Band in the Chronicle Awards this year. And Ian Cochran and Matt Leslie stopped by, and we sat down and had a little chat about how they came together, where they come from, what they're doing. And I think they're all, like, in Ireland right now. I think that was what was going on. They were all taken off. But anyway, their album comes out today, Friday, August 25th. It's called It's No Alibi, Cowboy Diplomacy. Go to cowboydiplomacymusic.com. Get involved. Do what you got to do to hear the album and get the album, all right? I'll be talking to Ian and Matt in just a second. Great dudes. Before we get to that, let me tell you what's going on with me. I did not get to talk about my weekend or anything on Tuesday's show because it was such a big, long show and I had so much introduction to do on the show that I didn't get a chance to stop and say, like, hey, let me tell you what's going on with me. But, like, last Thursday, I got to go to the Rock and Restock event on Thursday over at the Belmont. I got to see Emily Wolf, who is on fire these days, man. If you can, get out there and see her as soon as you can. She's amazing. And her band is amazing. It's a three-piece rock and roll band. She plays guitar solos. She does all this shit, but there's nothing cheesy or anything about it. It's just full-on rock and roll. Emily Wolf rocks. Then Zeeley played. One of my favorite rappers here in town. I love that dude. He's great. I talked to him. He's going to be coming on the show again soon. And then Ian Moore played. I got to go on stage with him and sing a Doug Somm song, Crossroads. That was a great time. He did, when he introduced me and brought me up on stage, he went into this rant. There's like one story he has about me. That's like a disparaging story and kind of a story you would tell, you know, in a roast situation. So while I'm making my way through the crowd after he introduces me, the band's kind of kicking the tune a little bit mellow underneath. And he's telling this story about how I yelled at Cullen Fuchs. I know he's told it on the show before, so whatever. I'm going to spare you the details. Yeah, basically, we had been on tour for a long time. We had a day off. We were looking for a sandwich place in Ann Arbor. And a guy in our band was jamming along on flute and melodica and anything he could find to, like, the jazz tunes we were listening to on the NPR station. And let me tell you something, it was getting really annoying. And so I had asked him to stop, and then there was a pause, and then there was a continuation of that, and I got mad. Anyway, so he told that story. I had a great time up there on stage with him. I love that dude. His band is on fire. He's on tour, I think, in September, the Midwest. So if you live in the Midwest, find out when Ian's coming to a town near you. And then Friday, Skyrocket played at Cedar Street. That was a good show. There was some. There wasn't really anything too wacky that happened. It was a good show. We had a good time. And then Saturday, we went to Houston, and I played at Fitzgerald's with Skyrocket. That was a great show. Had a great time. And then Sunday, got up and went to my grandma's house and hung out with my cousin Amy and her kids, Elena, who's 5, and Samuel, who's just 6 months old, my Aunt Olga, my grandma. Great time. Played with the kids. And then, you know, what's really funny is I was hanging out with Elena, and I was like, man, I wish you could come back to Austin with me. And she was like, I can. And I was like, I started laughing. And she was like, I'll just get dressed. So she goes back and she gets dressed. She comes back like with a backpack and she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's go to Austin. And I mean, she's five. She's got to go to school. She can't just come to Austin with me. But then also I was thinking like, wow, I got to really think about that because I've never like, how you know, hosted a kid. I mean, maybe I have. I mean, I have a long time ago when their parents were kids. But like now, I don't know what I would do with a five-year-old in Austin. Like in a 24-hour-a-day situation. Like what do you want to, I mean, there's a pool we could go swimming for a little while. I have a piano. I don't know if you can teach a kid to play piano that's five, that, you know, unless they want to learn. Anyway, so on the way back home, I was thinking about that. Like, what would I do? I don't know. My life is not really built for kids. Maybe I could do a podcast with her, but what would she have to say about kindergarten? Anyway, guys, that was my weekend. It's been a great week. I've been doing a lot of podcasts, talking to a lot of people, and trying to write some songs to get them together to make some EPs later on in the year. In the fall, I want to make a couple of EPs. I've been talking to a couple of dudes. It looks like it's going to happen. I've got a meeting with one guy on Friday. Had a meeting with one of the guys on last Friday. So it looks like the 2 EP situation is going to come together. I just got to finish up some tunes and do that. All right, Skyrocket's got some private shows this weekend, so it's kind of nice. We've been playing a lot of public shows over the last month or 2 months. It seems like every week we're like, hey, come on out, see us. We're playing at this place. Hey, come on out, see us. We're playing at this place. And so so we're playing at people's houses and like at this thing that we play every year, this fundraiser called the Red, White, and Blue Jean Ball. It's a good time. Anyway, looking forward to that, and I hope that you all are gonna have a great weekend, whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you're going to the beach. It's the end of summer, man. It's almost Labor Day. Labor Day is next weekend. Next weekend, man. What are you guys gonna do? And then it's the end of summer. That's it, man. Summer's over. Back to fall. Back to pants. No more shorts. Not that I wear shorts everywhere, but you know, I wear them around the house. And I go swimming a lot. All right, let's talk to Ian Cochran and Matt Leslie from Cowboy Diplomacy, their brand new album, It's No Alibi, drops today, Friday, August 25th, produced by Eric Harrison and mastered by the great Howie Weinberg. Go to cowboydiplomacymusic.com and get involved there. All right, I hope you enjoy my conversation with Ian and Matt. They're great dudes. Have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down.
Like
no, it's not. It's not even analog. It's like early digital. It's not even early digital. It's like
the purgatory
from 2000. That's what stuff looked like in 2005 and 6.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's cool.
Yeah.
Team Snooki.
You guys just have one single out, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another one you're releasing on August 25th.
That is correct.
That's the single No Alibi, which you sent me a link to, but people won't hear it until then.
Right.
Okay, yeah, lean up on your mics a little bit when you can talk. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, the first single, which is Follow Me, great song, great video.
Thanks.
Who directed the video?
Jeff Gann. I think that's how you say his name, Gann or Gahn?
Jeff Gahn, I think. Gahn.
I don't know. It's G-A-N. Jeff.
He owns a thing called Scotch Rocket Productions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that they did a past video for Incubus, and also for Korn. So
no way.
That's some really good credibility. So we were pretty excited to work with them. And then when we had the chance to actually finally like start working with them, it was pretty interesting and awesome. It was all like. It was a very interesting, stressful, chaotic, yet fun 3 days.
Yeah.
Because
those video shoots are fast. How much did you guys have to do with, like, the story or anything? Or not the story, but you know what I mean? Like, how much did you guys have input on what you wanted? Or did he come in and say, like, hey, I've done these videos. If you put it in my hands, we're all going to be fine.
Zach had the storyline kind of laid out. Zach is the guitar player.
Okay.
He had the storyline laid out about how we, like, get in the car,
right,
load up our gear, head down to the music venue, play a live show. Like, that was his idea. And then Jeff kind of just directed it from there. But,
okay,
yeah, Zach came up with the idea, and we all ran with it. We were like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Let's
do that, yeah.
Do you guys like doing that? I mean, I know a lot of times there's always like a guy in the band that doesn't want to do it. Like, oh, this is a fucking video, man. Just let the music speak for itself.
We do like have a guy like that. Yeah. The bassist, Brad, he's always an over-the-top kind of guy on purpose. He's adorable.
Yeah, I don't think you can have a band without that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that guy might have been thinking like everyone else in the last band he was in, because there was already a guy like that. But he got in this band, he's like, one of us has to get pissed off about a photo shoot. Why do we have to do this, man? It's so stupid.
That's Brad.
Let the music
speak
for itself.
he wanted to be like for so No Alibi, we wanted to shoot a music video, but we just realized that, you know what, we need to get some more music out before we, you know, we'll work on more music videos later on. We can always do it later on, but he wanted, like, guys, we should, like, you know, should, like, open up with, like, a jail cell scene and then this and that. Like, just, he's like the director of Transformers for a music video. It's, like, crazy, like, explosions and stuff.
Do you guys know where the director from Transformers started?
Michael Bay? No.
Michael Bay started in videos. You know that at one point in the 80s, in the late 80s, there was a thing called, God damn it, what was it? Propaganda films. And it was David Fincher, Michael Bay. It was all these, like, it's making the hair on my arm stand up. Basically, like, everyone's whose movies we go see today were, like, the guys doing, like, you know, the Whitesnake video and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Yeah, all those guys started. There's a great book called I Want My MTV that tells a story about all those kind of people and stuff. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, so here's what I like.
Sweet.
You guys are a relatively new band.
I guess so. A year and a half.
And that's,
is that new?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, we're new.
I mean, that's new. I mean, you guys already have, like, your Black Fret nominees. I mean, there's people been running around here for, you know, a decade at least, and they're like, man, how did I get the Black Fret to get me into a thing? But you guys, I don't know how you did it. But obviously, you're good enough, and you have enough of a thing going on where you were able to do that, and you were voted one of the best new bands, one of the runners-up for the best new band, and... In Austin?
Almost had it. Almost had it.
Yeah, that was a cool award to get.
It was a cool experience.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
Humbled, yeah. We were really humbled by it. We were like, yeah, cool.
And how you did that by building an audience through a weekly show.
We were hustling.
Pretty much, yeah.
We were hustling hard for 2016. We I can't even tell you how many shows we played in that year, but it was just like, whatever was coming our way, whether it was free or paid or not, we took it, we played it, because we're like, you know, we love the music, we love music, so we love playing music, and it was just, that was our mindset. And so it's kind of like now, it's kind of honestly hard to go from, like, playing so many shows a month, because at one point I feel like we were almost playing like 8 shows a month.
Right, but now you got to back off.
Now we got to, we got to want the people to, like, you know, we got to want them to salivate at the mouth for more shows, and it's kind of hard to do that, to, like, chill and sit back.
It seems like you guys, I mean, do you guys have some, there is someone in your camp, there's someone I talked to, publicist, right?
Yeah,
Julian.
I mean, you seem to be doing it right. Like, that's a smart thing to do that a lot of bands don't think about. But then also, just the fact that you're coming out of the gate with singles and stuff like that, and video, and just kind of like playing it smart. You got, like, I don't know who the guy is that produced it, but Howie Weinberg, that's like as good as it gets, right?
That was a wild story.
He mastered my last solo album.
No really? Way.
Yeah.
Dude, that
nice.
It was crazy. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
How we met.
Funny guy, yeah.
I have a friend, Ashley, who used to work at JW Hotel, and she's one of the big alcohol reps there, so she knows people at the Wazoo. She got us some 3-day VIP passes for ACL. One of our close family friends was like, yo, come over to the artist area. Like, well, we can't get in. She's like, just don't worry about it. Come in. And she was hanging out with Howie and Donnie, his business partner. We don't know who they were.
Yeah
we had no idea who they were.
Next thing you know, we realized, like, oh, we're hanging out with the guy who mastered LCD Sound System. And then we looked him up, and it was like,
we're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Who's the guy who did, like,
Golden Ears McDougal or something?
Did he do,
you know?
Never Mind?
What?
I mean, he did,
yeah,
like,
no, he
Blood
did
Sugar
that.
Sex Magic.
He did like, Never Mind. Yeah. He did Never Mind, too.
Back when records sold millions, he mastered them.
Right, yeah.
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 Now he's working with dudes that hang out in apartments doing podcasts.
The crazy thing is, like, I think he reached out to the friend who even brought us in that day and was like, hey, you mentioned those guys are in a band. I'd be curious to hear what their music sounds like. So we emailed him, and he, like, took a month to get back. But he's like, hey, boys, this is pretty good. But if you want to send me the unmastered cuts, I'd love to show you what I'd do. And
he just did them.
Bless his soul, man. The guy, like, just...
And we were like, wait, what? Like, you're just going to do them?
When we played it back, you know, his copies is like, man, you can hear the detail and, like, the crisp of a pick against the guitar string. And you can tell if I'm hitting the hi-hat on, like, the side of my stick or, like, the top of my stick. And it was just like,
yeah.
The intricacy is insane.
I mean, yeah, there's something to be said. I mean, there's great dudes here in town. But when you send your thing to a guy like that, you're like, oh, this is what mastering is.
Right, yeah.
You're like, oh. We had already like someone else sends it to you, you're like, oh, yeah, there's a little more high end on this. And this one, you're like, there's horns in this song? You know what I mean?
There's things you notice.
It was like night and day difference for sure. Yeah. We had already mastered it, or mastered our songs.
Yeah.
But Howie was like, yo, I'll do them. I want to show you how to do it. And we obviously went with Howie. Like, they were mastered by, like, really great people. Like you said, there's, like, great dudes in Austin. I forgot who did them.
That's fine. We don't need to.
Yeah.
To lost the gig to Howie Weinberg.
Yeah. Hey, either way, that's a good, yeah, that's a good name to lose to, though. I lost to Michael Jordan the finals once. Like, that's pretty much exactly, to say, you know? Exactly. Like, I'm okay with that.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT, yeah. For sure.
So who's the guy that produced it?
Eric Harrison.
Okay, who's that?
He owns Studio 601.
Okay, and that's where you did these songs. Did you go in and do these songs at the same time? And then you're just releasing them at different times? Or?
Yes,
we did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you do more than those two?
We have three done. Well, okay. Four. Okay. Almost five done.
Okay, so yeah, we did three we did three songs all together back then when we released Follow Me.
You like a kid asking his dad for money.
We did the three songs back then when we did Follow Me. We did three all together. Follow Me was one of them. No Alibi was one of them. And then recently, in the last 2 months, we've been working on two new songs.
Okay.
So, more hits. The two new ones you got coming out are something that you definitely would rather hear on the radio. Like, Follow Me is great and all, but it's also like 5 minutes, and sometimes it's hard to like...
Six
minutes. It's just hard to be like, hey, Lori Gallardo, can you play Follow Me on radio? Because it's not going to happen. By the way, she's super awesome. I met her one time, and that was an honest pleasure to just honor, because...
Yeah. She's a regular on the show.
Oh God,
she's like a person when we do like year end, like let's talk about the year in music or whatever. Like she's a person. She's great.
Oh God, she.
Let me ask you this: have you guys gotten some radio play? I mean, did Lori Gallardo spin your tunes?
Well, no. We haven't really
spin our tunes, Lori.
we actually were working on a radio edit version of it, and then once we got the radio edit cut. But then we needed to get remastered once it got cut. And it's like, Howie's so hard to get a hold of. And like, I don't know the intricacy of how to, like, if he had like the settings just set and he just presses a button and it goes, you know, I don't know.
I don't think so, because with my record, I know that the deal that he gave us, like he was like, okay, this is like, you get one call. Like, I'll go back to this once.
Oh, they call
it that. So fucking listen to it for like 3 weeks when I send it to you. Don't like call me that night.
Yep.
Like, we'll have a phone conversation. We'll have detailed notes. But like, listen to it for a little while because you get one. I'm going to go back to this once. And then that's your record. So yeah, that's tough.
It was. Well,
and it's because of time.
Yeah. And, you know, we try to reach out to him, but, it was just, I think you've just been really busy.
So
and
do you
know
think
what?
The radio edit is, I mean, to me...
We never got it mastered, like, pretty much, as a story. And then we decided, like, you know what? As good as that song is for us, you know, like, coming out with, we kind of went in the direction of, like, you know what? Let's save this radio campaign opportunity for a different song. Something that's way more, like, not poppy, but something that's, like, catchier.
Yeah.
Follow Me is great and all, but, like, you know, the two new ones we're doing are, like, really... It's really just good driving music, like something you'd want to, like, you know, like drive 90 miles an hour down the road.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice to hear rock and roll. Dudes with guitars and drums and bass and stuff. I mean, it sounds weird to say, but that's like, it's not as prevalent as it once was in popular culture.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
Does it freak you out?
I'm like, why did, where did it go?
But you know, then there's bands like my friends Wild Adriatic. I mean, these guys are in New York. They're professional musicians. This is what they do. They play original music. Good. And they tour and they tour and they tour. They're in a van most of the year.
Like,
and they're doing it because in the world, people do want to see
like a giant dog, a rock and roll band, like that, you know?
Yeah, they want to see a giant dog. They want to see shit. You know, even like a four dudes in a band, like, you know, like you got with the Beatles or what, you know, Zeppelin or something. Like, people still, I think people still want to go out and see that. I don't know if radio and terrestrial radio is really where people are getting it all the time. I mean, do you think that?
I don't know.
Do you get music from radio?
Spotify made a huge...
I don't.
Spotify has a huge impact nowadays. When people want new music, you know, they just hit that, either that new releases playlist or whatever's going on, or like they hit like the artist radio of something they like, you know?
Exactly. So, like, oh, I like the Stones. Put them in there.
And then we got to cross our fingers and hope that we pop up on that radar. But I mean, the YouTube-wise, we got a really good amount of hits on the YouTube situation.
I saw there was a lot of comments too.
Yeah, we got some good comments. Yeah. We got a really good feedback. I mean, it's I think it's like over 30,000. Yeah, on YouTube, that one.
Fuck, that's great, man.
So that was, you know, that was really good. And I think we actually noticed that, like, it was showing up in people's certain, like, you know how, like, you're watching YouTube and, like, they make, like, a random next video pop on. I think it was doing that with our video, which is, like, awesome.
It's great.
But it wouldn't technically do that, like, on Spotify, maybe, you know?
Right, right.
So,
it's a tough thing to do. And so you guys don't have management. You run yourselves, but you have this publicist that works with you.
She
She's not a manager, but she like runs our social media and helps book us gigs and
like the bigger gigs that we don't probably have the best connections with. She'll help us throw a bone in there,
right?
You know?
And you've gotten some good gigs opening for some people,
yeah,
and stuff.
For sure.
Okay, so you just ended your residency that you had at the Black Heart last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but this is gonna come out like in a couple weeks or something. But what do you only have one gig on the books now, and so you are scaling back.
Well, we're actually all about to like take like a miniature vacation. This Friday, I fly off to Vietnam for 3 weeks. Him, Brad, and Zach are all going to Ireland, and like we're all just gonna like take like a month or so.
We're gonna be gone for a while. Yeah.
And so,
oh, it was me that asked you to come on here. I was gonna be like, well, why the hell did you come on my show if you're just leaving town?
No, kind of like a, you know, I don't know if it's a well-deserved vacation, but I think we've earned it, you know.
I think everyone gets a vacation
but
every now and then.
We kind of got a plan. We're like, you know, we're gonna start promoting for the new single while we're gone, and then we come back, we're gonna release it, because the week that we release it is the week that I get back, and then they're back as well, and then we're just gonna start with the ground running again, and like hopefully that, you know, gets some tension flying.
Why are you going to Nam?
Honestly, I've never
three
been,
weeks.
I've never been out of the country, and
that's where you're gonna go.
Sounds awesome.
Dude, like Paris and Amsterdam and Rome and shit are awesome.
Yeah, Rome, dude.
Vietnam's like a third world country, man.
Dude, it's gonna be great though.
Dude, you're gonna be.
I mean, I've never been there, but I've watched all those movies.
I heard it's beautiful. I heard they shot part of the new Skull, the Kong
Skull
Islander.
Did you watch that?
I didn't watch it,
but I heard it is dope.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of corny, but it's sick.
I heard they shot some of it there in Vietnam.
Yeah.
A lot of it, actually.
Yeah,
but
I don't doubt that.
I'm excited for the new Jumanji.
And why you are?
Jack Black, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What?
And Chris Hart, or Kevin
that.
Hart. It's going to be
that's,
awesome.
Yeah, that's insane.
Next Jumanji.
The next Jumanji.
That's what
your
it
smile
is
so big.
Thank you.
How old are you guys?
27.
I turned 27 in like 24 days.
So that's awesome. Okay, so Ian, let's start with you, man. Where are you from?
San Diego, California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What brought you to Austin?
So I moved up north to Santa Barbara after San Diego.
Ooh. Yeah, because you wanted to go somewhere nicer?
Yeah, Jesus. Well, I was with my parents in San Diego, then I moved to LA, tried LA for a little bit. Didn't
it.
Really like it. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really trying though, like as a musician.
Right.
And I didn't really like LA personally. So, and then I moved back in with my parents to save some money.
he's got a point, man. I can't. I mean, I like going there, but like, fuck,
you know,
man,
what I'm saying?
I've been there for like months at a time, and it's like, oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm done.
I'm with you. I gotta get
out
of here. And then I was like, all right. I was in Santa Barbara for like a couple of years, and I was like, all right, I need to like either do this music thing or find like something else to do. And I hit up Brad, who's the bass player, and was like, yo, let's go on a road trip to Nashville. On our way back, let's hit up Austin. We did the road trip. We were gone for 2 weeks, and we were like deciding where we wanted to move. I was like, I'm going to move to one of these places. Do you want to come? He's like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, where do you want to go? Austin or Nashville? And we both decided Austin would be like a better fit, the type of music we're trying to play and put
right
out.
Right.
So a month after we got back from our trip, we drove over here a year and a half ago. Yeah.
God, that fast. And that's when you started the band. Ben, you must think that Austin, you just walk in and you get nominated for Black Fright Grant, all this shit.
Just, like, I mean, it just
it's all happening. You got a publicist, man. Chicks.
Yeah.
I bet chicks like you, man. You seem cute.
Oh, God.
You seem cute.
The waterfalls.
Like, yeah.
They cry. They're crying.
It just all happened, man. Like, really quick. Even starting the band, it was like, psh, psh, psh. Okay, here we are. Let's do it. It was just super quick. Like, we found him on the street. He was literally, I was at work at the South Congress Hotel. Me and Brad were playing, we were working together as valets. And we hear this guy playing across the street, and we're like, oh, wow, let's go. Brad's like, I'm going to go talk to that guy. So he runs across the street in South Congress, and he's like, checking him out. After we both get up work, we go over there, and he's like, yeah, playing the drums on the street, like, busking for money. We're like, yo, man, you want to be in our band? And then
just when you think that, like, I always think, like, that's a bad idea. You know what I mean? Whenever I walk by a guy doing that, no matter how he's playing, I'm always like, that is a terrible idea.
Alan's boots hates me. I would say right in
look at
front.
That. You got in a band. Like, what happens if you guys end up someday in the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You got that gig playing in the fucking street.
They need to put my photo in front of Alan's boots if that happens.
Oh god, yeah, you'll be a legend.
Get a plaque.
They better.
You get a plaque.
I was set up with a little miniature wireless speaker, and I'd plug in like music, you know, music that people like, and I would play to it.
Okay,
that's all I did. And so like I'd have like couples that would like, you know, give me free pizza sometimes.
How'd you do? Like,
I'm like, you know, 40 or 60 bucks a night, you know.
How many
like,
hours were you out there?
Like two or so.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
30 bucks an hour.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, like.
Like busking dudes making 30 bucks an hour, man. That's better than probably you were doing over at the valet parking.
Some managers were cool with it, some were not. Some would come out and kick me out. And then a couple times police came and like, hey, man, you can't be playing here.
You have to have a license to do that?
I don't know.
I don't know about Austin, but in LA you did. You had to have like a street permit.
Yeah.
You had to like go to the City Hall and get.
I like that site. He looked into it. Ah, man, I went in there. I filled out the paperwork, but they never gave me approval.
Bullshit.
I had to fight City Hall.
Yeah, no, two surfer dudes came checking me out one night. They're like, "Hey, man, we just moved here from San Diego, dude. Like, we got this. We got the CD.
Yeah,
like just like a regular like blank CD. Like, hey, man, this is some of our music, dude. Check it out and tell us if you want to jam." And
what does cowboy diplomacy even mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. Brad made it up. I mean, I guess President Bush said it once.
That sounds like a thing he'd say.
Yeah, and Brad was like, yeah, that'd be a good band name. We've always tossed it around, me and him, and I was like, nah. I was like, no. And then we moved here, and we're like, yeah, we just rediscovered it, and was like, yeah. To us, I don't really know what it means. I think it means just like, we're going to do whatever it takes to make it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's what it means to me, at least. Like, do whatever it takes to make it.
The slogan.
We gotta do it.
Who came up with the slogan?
It's here to take it all, even if the gloves come off.
Yeah. Here to take it all, even if the gloves come off.
That's a Brad. That's
a sick-ass slogan.
Good, yeah.
Sick-ass slogan.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
So, Matt, where are you from?
How did you
end up on the streets in front of Alan's boots playing drums?
I'm from Springfield, Illinois. So.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you there.
I was in cover bands in college, and then I graduated college and couldn't get a job, and then just ended up working the monotony of restaurants and managing, and life was just very dull. And so after a year being out of school, I did a very similar thing. I took a road trip with my roommate. We like went camping for like 30 days across the states, like a bunch of different states. We obviously couldn't camp in Austin, but we stayed in Austin one night, you know, and, you know, a couple months later, we came back to check it out for a whole week, checked out apartments and everything. And then 2 months later, I moved here. He didn't come. I moved here by myself and then just kind of worked on establishing. Like, yeah, I moved here in 2014, so I worked on, like, establishing a job and trying to get into this music scene. And, like, at first I kind of found it kind of hard, but then, like, you just got to go out and meet people. And then
yeah,
we just start going out and meet people.
That's really it. Yeah.
It's, like, the offers just come in, like, crazy. Yeah. I mean, also, like, I've definitely, in the last 2 years of being here, like, I realized bassists and drummers are a
no
hot commodity.
Reason, yeah, there's no reason why any bass player or drummer should not have a gig in this town.
It's insane.
Like, unless you're just looking for, like, a band that's exactly like King Crimson.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, you know, I've just been playing music as much as I can. I try to take as many opportunities as I can. And then, like I said, these guys came across and we started jamming and then things just blew up really quickly, like, obviously in a small scale, but still,
yeah,
like,
but, I mean, they're
enough to be, like, yeah, noticed, which is pretty awesome. Right. I recently also got a drum sponsorship, which is cool.
Wow, with who?
Shout out to Seven Drums Company out of San Antonio, Texas. Thank you very
nice.
Much. Ricky, the CEO, is a cool dude. They're making me my custom drum set now.
Ricky, I have a show that reaches thousands of people, and I also play drums.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Are they, so they're good drums? You're happy with them?
They're dope.
Dude. And they
okay.
They're yeah. super sweet.
Probably the best live sounding drums I've ever played in my
wow.
life.
I agree too. Like, when I listen to them, I think they're amazing.
Just real
they
quick,
really
shout
good.
Out. They hold two patents on the way they make their drum shells. And they minimalize the pressure points in a drum shell, which makes for a more full tone sounding drum. That's all I can tell you. You'll have to check them out for yourself.
I will have to check that out for myself. That
they're
sounds
amazing. They're next level.
That is next level.
Next level shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So with the end of that residency, didn't you have another residency? Did you have something on Thursdays or no?
So yeah, we
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Handlebar. Yeah, we've
Handlebar.
Been playing there for I don't even know a
Ooh,
year.
Probably
a
it's
year.
Coming up a year. I
Almost
think
on
maybe.
A year. And we play there every
Thursday.
We only miss like. Five of those Thursdays. We're there every Thursday.
And
now that's over too.
Well, no.
You're taking a
break
for the Vietnam.
Take the break for the Vietnam, but after the 3 weeks are over, we're right back at it.
Okay, so every Thursday people can find you guys at Handlebar.
8 to 10.
8 to 10. That's a fun show.
Oh, it's great, man.
Yeah,
rooftop.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
You got the nice skyline.
With those
yeah,
longer
cool.
shows and the fact that you're a newer band, do you throw in covers and that kind of thing at those kind of shows? What do you guys choose to play when you play it?
We do a mix of covers.
What covers do you do? Just for the people.
Typically, we'll do... So, I mean, honestly, technically, we have enough music that we can play
sure,
2 hours, but we decide, like, there's just some stuff that either we want to work on more,
yeah,
or we just rather
and
not play it.
And it's fun to do a cover
know?
Every now
yeah.
If you're playing 2 hours, you know, doing a
if
couple
If it's
covers,
2 hours, then
I
like mixing in the covers
yeah.
for
fun.
Sure, yeah.
Plus, it gets people off your back at shows, like the two-hour shows where it's not people coming to see you, it's people going to a place, and there happens
right,
to be
yeah.
music
exactly.
at the same time, that can be like, hey, man, can you? And you're like, oh, yeah.
We got to give them a little taste.
A little
know?
Something. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm just, I love Old Crow Medicine Show, but like, man, I can't, no more Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel, yeah, we do Wagon Wheel. People love that song,
they
man.
They do, but
every
like,
time we play it, they're like, oh yeah, Wagon Wheel.
There is a website out there called StopPlayingWagonWheel.com.
Are you serious?
Check it out. It is the most realist website ever. It's dope.
It's pretty funny.
Are too many people covering the song? Is that
I guess.
I've never,
not
I've
even
never,
more,
I don't
though.
Even know what they I know the name, but I don't know what they sound like or anything. I mean, I imagine
well, no, because
like
it's
like.
Darius,
Darius
Rucker's
has made
version,
it famous.
Yeah.
Like, made it huge famous.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Old Crow Medicine Show, the guys
we
are,
don't
like,
even
really
play that one that much, bro.
Well, yeah, we don't anymore, which is awesome.
we do Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
One of my
but
favorite
like,
songs.
We like
yeah,
mix
me,
it.
Yeah,
we like mix it with like this.
We kind of slow it down and break it down. Like we, just
we speed it up. It's
and...
like sunshine, sunshine. And then like we slow it down. Like I don't know.
We
yeah,
do Johnny
yeah.
Cash, Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah, sure. That's a good. That's a crowd pleaser.
What's the other Johnny Cash song called?
Big River.
Big River.
Valerie's a good choice too, because then that's a little bit outside of your wheelhouse, but it sounds like a song you would sing.
Ladies
you
like
know?
It.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
fun. It's a fun one to play, and most people appreciate the way we do it. I think
I don't know many bands that are trying to get more dudes to their shows.
We do
I've never met a band that's like, man, there's just not enough dudes at our shows.
Here, man. Like, what's going on? Dude? This isn't right.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Why aren't we getting enough dudes at our shows?
Why are these chicks here, man? Like, what's going on?
There's too many of the girls, dude.
Well, I bet a gig like Handlebar and even like Black Heart, those are good places for like to get new people. Honestly, into your music. You get
really
people
are.
Signing up on the email list. Do you guys have an email list and stuff like that? Do you do that?
We used to. We kind of just it kind of got hard to like keep
it's hard
it up.
It's hard to keep up with it all really the stuff
is.
That you have to keep up with. These you guys have jobs.
I know Ian, I still have an email
I know list. Ian still has a bucket huge full of email lists from back when we used to play. Man, we got started at Voodoo Donuts.
Where it all started.
Okay,
yeah.
We would,
is that a place on 6th Street?
Yeah, dude. We would
that's how it all started. All right,
right we would play there every
I
Saturday.
I knew there was an even more humble beginning to this story.
We would play there every Saturday and every Sunday completely free and just play for tips. And we'd play for 2 to 3 hours every Saturday and Sunday from like 11 to 1 or 11 to 2. And that's what we did for like almost 6 months of 2016.
And we'd set up the email list on the table and be like, hey, please sign up for our email list, blah, 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 blah.
You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're playing for and free. Then, you're getting a donut. Give me a break, dude. Sign on my fucking list.
Dude, yeah. Free donuts was awesome.
And it was a cash-only place, so people would have cash on them. And on the way out the door, that's where we were. We were getting pretty good money.
It wasn't bad.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I love Voodoo Donuts. The place is sweet.
How did these Black Fret guys find you? You don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Somebody, it's a mystery, like, because then that way people would be applying.
The members of the Black Fret, they... So when you get, there's 20 people, 20 bands that get nominated.
Yeah.
And the members vote for people who they want to nominate.
Yeah.
So apparently a bunch of the Black Fret people saw us while we were playing out somewhere and they nominated us and we got enough votes to get nominated into top 20.
I guess
so.
It's
now
Santa
you're
Bar.
In the top 20?
We're the top, we were, not, there was only 20 nominees and we were one of them. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got.
So you're up for it this year.
Well, yeah, we're in it this year.
We're in it, okay. Yeah. We're right. One of the nominees.
No,
the 20,
right, but you're
yeah.
up for the big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I think everybody is.
Shebang.
Well,
okay.
everyone has a chance at it. I mean, that's what we pretty much know of, but, like, the minimum grants, like, can we say money prices on here?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
If I'm correct in the way Black Fret works, at least what I've been told, I'm pretty sure, like, the minimum grant's, like, 5 G's.
Yeah. That's right.
And I heard the maximum grant, it used to be 20, now it's 25 G's.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's a lot of weed, dude.
That's a lot.
Hey, also, listen, my friend Taylor Muse from Quiet Company got in trouble for thinking that he was funny, and at one of these things he did a speech about, thank you, you wouldn't believe what, like, I think he got $17,500, and he just was, like, telling all those rich people, thank you. I've been smoked this weed this good, like, in my
that's
whole
like
life
a...
and all stuff. But he's totally like, oh, I mean, God. He really he's used kid. It for he's all this shit. But they were bummed on him for that.
Storyteller
oh,
kind of guy.
Man, we
yeah.
would never.
Yeah, he's just.
That's like a Todd Schneider kind of thing to do.
Yeah, he's a fucking hilarious. You guys know Quiet Company, right?
I've heard of them. I've yeah. definitely heard of them. They're local, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of them for sure. I haven't listened to the music, though.
Oh, man.
All right, so you guys are going to put out this EP on August 25th, and then start playing some shows again when you return from vacation. What's the plan of you guys?
Well, we're going to go back with the regular Handlebar show. I'm pretty sure the only thing we're mainly gearing up for, since we're coming back at the end of August, start playing again. For September, we were going to try to get a show at Mohawk. Unfortunately, our bassist is still going to be out of town. We decided we could. We were thinking about having Eric Harrison, the guy who produced the music,
mm-hmm.
having him sit in because he does know the music very well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, we just felt like it might not feel right without having Brad there.
Yeah.
We need his charisma and his craziness.
Sometimes
stage,
you got to,
you know,
kind of make that choice, you know, like there's bands with subs, and sometimes there's, you know, like you too.
We're just not a band of stubs.
You don't see those guys like with some weird, like, dude with dreads playing bass in U2 or something.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's always those guys.
Right.
Pretty important. So that, I mean, you know, it's six in one, half dozen in the other, because sometimes in this town it's, I mean, do you play with other people now?
I play with
a lot, you know.
Yeah,
so there might be a gig that gets into some conflict or something.
Well,
what happens
there has
this
well,
your band
actually I don't think there has
mm. this I've, your band right
yeah mm-hmm. I haven't right. had many conflict, actually. Like, the crazy thing is, for as many people as I play for, I mean, honestly, I'm only in one other main serious band.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
I
band
do,
is that
the History Department. It's like, I like to call it rigid indie, because it's like really rockin' indie. Like,
okay.
If Dinosaur Jr. met Queens of the Stone Age, met the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But either way, like, you know, luckily like, you know, if I got a show with them from 8 to 10, I'll pop on another show at, like, midnight or something or whatever. But, like, I mean, I just love playing music. So, like, I have a good handful of people that I can play shows with if, like, you know, I'm not staying too busy, you know.
Yeah. But are you guys looking to start getting out of town and stuff like that?
We've really been thinking about
fall and New Year and stuff like that.
Man, it'd be nice to go on a small, like, miniature, like, self-promoted tour, you know.
Yeah.
Just even on our, you know, we make some pretty good band money. So we've had a decision. We've had a thought, like, I don't know, for a while probably.
Going out on the road?
Going out on the road, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Going out on the road.
I'm trying to do that. I've never done that before, you know?
Does your voice hold up well all the time? It just sounds... I mean, some people have voices that sound like that. I mean, I have a voice that sounds like a girl when I'm singing.
Like a girl?
Yeah, like a soft little wispy girl.
I haven't heard your music, man.
Well, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
check it out.
Hold
up? What do you mean? Like...
Yeah, like, I mean, your voice to me sounds, it is raspy. That's what I'm saying. It's like, is that just your voice and that's how you sing all the time? Or does it hurt after a few days of doing shows?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, if we go like too long or at the end of like 2 or 3 hours, like I'm pretty spent.
But
I could do like 2 hours and be.
Have you gone to a person to see if you're making sure you're doing it all right so you don't end up with some.
No.
Nodes and scars and shit like that?
No, I haven't done that.
I would
like
do
a
that
vocal
if I
coach,
were you.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've taken one vocal lesson before. But yeah, I've been thinking about
I mean,
about
I would do it
too.
Just so you don't... I mean, because your voice sounds real cool and you could keep singing like that, but I would just want to make sure that you weren't...
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. I've been thinking about doing that, investing in some like vocal lessons or just figuring... Like, I always think about that, like, am I fucking anything up over here? Or?
Yeah. I mean, it's always...
What's the deal?
I mean, like, do you guys know Daniel Eyes? He's a Black Fret
guy. We know Daniel Eyes,
I mean, he's been off for 4 months now because of his...
Wait,
he had
what do you mean?
Vocal... He had nodes.
Oh, I think he was telling me about that. Yeah.
Dude, no way. Oh, my God, that would suck so bad.
That's why he wasn't playing for a while, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit. But he's back.
He's not been able to sing for, like, 4 months.
He's back, though, yeah?
He's coming back.
Oh, man, dude.
He's back from wherever it was he went physically, but is he back singing? Not yet.
Oh.
You need to check yourself out, dude.
Yeah.
Now you're going to drink after him. You're going to end up with the fucking...
Wait, nodes are contagious?
Yeah, the nodes are contagious, dude.
Yeah, even just talking about Daniel Eyes right now is going to give you guys notes. I love that dude. That's a good guy,
he's
Daniel.
He's a cool kid.
Yeah, he's a wacky dude.
He's cool,
I first met him at home.
I like the way he dresses.
Yeah.
I like the way what a random
it's
thing.
True, but you
I
know
like
what?
The way he dresses.
If Daniel was listening to this, that's a compliment that he would really appreciate.
He's got a great style. I'm
great
telling
style.
You.
It's a
cute compliment. Yeah, he's got like cool clothes. Man.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He's got some swag for sure.
Yeah.
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 What up, D-Eyes? What up, dog?
What up, dog? So the plan then in the fall when you guys all get back together, release a single, get out, keep on doing the handlebar thing, try and get in some bigger shows.
Yeah, we want to release more music too. We're like really, it's kind of been a slow process for us, like releasing things, but we're trying to do the single thing, you know?
Yeah,
like
I think that's a smart way to go about doing it.
Yeah, we all agreed that we wanted to do it that
especially
way.
Especially as a new band, because like when you never heard a band, to invest in a whole thing of theirs now, it seems weird. That back in the era when people bought albums, it wasn't weird, but now it seems a little weird.
To go out and like buy it, yeah.
Yeah.
To go and listen to a whole band's new album or something.
Yeah, and it seems like with the way that sort of our culture is has moved into like a newsfeed culture, you get a lot more mileage out of singles than you would out of an album. You can only talk about an album really once and that's it. You can talk about a single once and that's it, but you can just keep on releasing songs and you can record them all at once if you want, just release them, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what we
ramp it up, and then eventually when there's a demand for it, start putting out albums.
Right. Right. We want to just speed up the process of releasing, like, not wait so long.
Right.
Yeah.
We waited a little too long.
Like, right, it's 8 months, right?
It's been a long time.
That's a long time for singles.
Like, let's go. Let's get some more shit out there, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to focus on a lot, too, when we get back. It's like timing it out and, like, you know, the right way. And
what are you going to do in Ireland? Why are you going there? Are you Irish?
I am. But we're going to visit Brad's family out there. Me and Zach and Brad, yeah. He's going to be out there for like two and a half months. Me and Zach are going to be out there for like 10 days.
You realize they're just going to talk shit about you the whole time while they're there, right? The whole rest of the band's going to have a blast.
Thank God that Matt is here.
I was at a rehearsal before this today, and one of our guys didn't show up. And boy, there was like, I was like, really? They're like, well, I'm going to sit down and talk to him about his amp. I'm like, wow, you guys are vicious. I'm never missing rehearsal.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, man, you know.
Is there anything I'm missing from you guys? Everything can be found if you go to cowboydiplomacymusic.com.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, this will come out around the time when the single's coming out. Maybe earlier that week, this podcast will be released then.
When? This podcast gets released when?
Around the time when the single comes out. Isn't that what you want? Oh, I could even put it out afterwards, so that way, you know, a lot of people use press beforehand, but at least now, when I put it out after, like if I put it out the week after the single comes out, then they can go right and listen to it as opposed
Sweet,
to.
Sweet, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you guys are cool.
Wait, we got.
Hey, I'm Johnny. Are you filming me?
A little quick Instagram story for the people you know.
Well, thank you guys, Matt and Ian, for coming by. And Jillian, that's your.
Jillian.
Yeah. Tell her thank you.
Johnny, what's your Instagram?
Johnny Gowdy. Johnny.
Johnny.
Goudie.
Got you.
And you can all like our Facebook page. It's How Did I Get Here? You guys have Facebook and you guys have Instagram and Twitter. Get out there and find Cowboy Diplomacy. I want to thank you guys, Ian and Matt, for coming by. Good luck with everything.
Thank you for having us. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around.
Thanks, brother. All right.
Ian Cochran and Matt Leslie, Cowboy Diplomacy is the band, their newest release, It's No Alibi, out Friday, August 25th, produced by Eric Harrison and mastered by Howie Weinberg. You can see the video and hear the single for this song that you just heard, Follow Me. You can go to cowboydiplomacymusic.com, okay? I want to thank Ian and Matt for coming by. And also, hey, while you're out there checking out cowboydiplomacymusic.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, on TuneIn, on Overcast, on the iPhone podcast app, on the Android podcast app, basically anywhere you find podcasts. You can subscribe to this show. You will get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. All right? Thank you so much for listening to the show. Have a great day, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down.